天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。在上期节目中呢，我们学习到无论外面的环境如何的变化，但以理呢都始终如一的祷告和亲近神。那在这一切看似平稳祥和的气氛中，但以理为什么还要坚持祷告呢？他要为哪些事献上祷告和赞美呢？而但以理如此强大的祷告又是依靠什么呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you are able to join us for this broadcast.
很高兴你能够收听今天的节目。
In today's broadcast, we are going to continue our study of the book of Daniel.
今天节目里我们将继续学习但以理书。
And we begin today looking at chapter 9.
今天我们先来看第九章。
Here in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel looks back at 67 years of faithfulness to the Lord.
在但以理书第九章，但以理回顾了67年忠心侍奉神的历程。
Daniel looks back at 67 years where kings came and kings went, but he stood firm for God.
但以理回首这67年，一个又一个的君王来了又走了，而他自己仍然坚定地为神持守真道。
Daniel looks back at 67 years where the Babylonian Empire collapsed and was replaced by the Medo-Persian rules, but Daniel never changed.
但以理回首这67年，巴比伦帝国崩溃了，被马代波斯王朝所替代，而但以理却没有改变。
Difficult circumstances did not jade him.
艰难的处境没有让他感到厌倦。
Wealth and prestige did not seduce him.
金钱和名望无法引诱他。
Power and authority did not erode his love for the Lord.
权力和地位没有腐蚀掉他对神的爱。
And so when we come to chapter 9, we find Daniel reading the Bible and praying.
当我们来到第九章的时候，就会发现但以理一直在读经和祷告。
Being a great prophet and visionary for God did not cause Daniel to think that he did not need to study the scripture.
作为神所使用的一个伟大的预言家和先知，并没有让但以理觉得自己不需要学习圣经。
On this particular day, Daniel was reading the prophecies of Jeremiah.
这一天，但以理正读到耶利米先知的预言。
As a boy in Jerusalem, Daniel probably heard the prophet Jeremiah preach in person.
作为一个在耶路撒冷长大的孩子，但以理也许曾亲耳听过耶利米先知讲道。
He trusted in Jeremiah's words as the word from the Lord.
他相信耶利米所说的预言是从神而来的。
On this particular day,Daniel read Jeremiah chapters 25 and 29.
在这特别的一天，但以理读到耶利米书25和29章。
There Jeremiah prophesied that King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon will attack Israel.
在那里，耶利米预言到巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王将攻打以色列。
Of course, Jeremiah had made that prediction before it was even a possibility.
当然，在耶利米发出这个预言的时候，一点迹象都没有。
Here is the important thing that you should not miss.
在这里，你千万不要错过一个重要的事实。
Jeremiah also said that this exile into Babylon would last for 70 years.
耶利米还说到，被掳到巴比伦将持续达70年之久。
So Daniel looks at his calendar and he says to himself, Jeremiah prophesied that after 70 years, God will restore his people to go back to Jerusalem.
因此，丹以理看着日历，对自己说，耶利米预言过70年之后，神会带领他的百姓回到耶路撒冷。
It has been more than 68 years already.
现在已经过了68年了。
So it must be only 2 years to go.
那么就只剩下两年了。
And then Daniel did something else that so many of us today don't even bother to comprehend, let alone practice.
接下来丹以理所做的是今天我们许多人无法理解的，就更不用说去做了。
Here's what he said. God always keeps his promises.
他是这样说的，神总是信守诺言。
God never fails to be true to his word.
神从未食言。
God never changes his timing.
神的时间表从不改变。
And so Daniel becomes ecstatic and exhilarated as he realizes that the time is ripe for God to fulfill his promises.
所以当但以理意识到神兑现他应许的时间快要来到之时，就感到兴奋无比。
Now here's what I don't want you to miss, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，现在请你留意。
When Daniel prayed, claiming the promises of God,
当但以理祷告祈求神成就应许的时候，
there was no visible sign that the promise was about to be fulfilled.
没有任何迹象表明那个应许将会实现。
There was no indication by the new emperor that the exiles would be going home.
没有任何迹象表明新登基继位的王会让被掳之民返回家园。
There wasn't even a hint that God was about to fulfill the promise he made through Jeremiah.
甚至没有丝毫的迹象表明神将兑现他透过耶利米发出的预言。
What was even worse, there were no great desire on the part of most of the Jews to go home.
更糟的是大多数的犹太人已经不想重返家园了。
You may be sayingIf God promised it, why did Daniel feel the need to pray about it?
你也许会问，如果神已经应允了，为什么但以理还觉得需要为此祷告呢？
There are some people who think that because God promised something, we should do nothing about claiming that promise.
有些人认为，神既然应允了，我们就不需要再去为此向神祈求。
But we need to pray, claiming what God already promised.
然而我们需要祷告，向神祈求他已经应许的。
Daniel's example is that the promises of God should motivate us to do something.
但以理的经历表明，神的应许会激励我们付诸行动。
The promises of God should encourage us to plead with God.
神的应许会鼓励我们向神祈求。
The promises of God should propel us to do our part.
神的应许会鞭策我们尽好自己的本分。
To Daniel, the divine promise of God was a reason to pour himself out in prayer.
对于但以理而言，神非凡的应许促使他在祷告中向神倾诉。
It was not an excuse for him to do nothing.
而不是成为他可以无所事事的借口。
Daniel's prayer is first rooted in the promises of God.
但以理的祷告首先是基于神的应许。
Secondly, it was resolute in glorifying God.
其次，他的祷告定义要荣耀神。
Thirdly, it requests the mercy of God.
第三，他恳求神的怜悯。
And fourthly, it reflects the need of the people of God.
第四，他的祷告反映了神百姓的需要。
Effective prayer must be deeply rooted in the promises of God.
一个有效的祷告一定要深深地扎根于神的应许之中。
Every great prayer in the Bible always goes back to the covenant.
圣经中每一个伟大的祷告都是首先要基于神与百姓的盟约。
In Daniel 9:4, Daniel starts his prayer with these words.
在但以理书第九章四节，但以理用下面的话作为祷告的开始。
O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant.
主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。
When you pray claiming the promises in the Word of God, even if it takes 100 years, your prayers will be answered.
当你祷告，祈求神成就他话语的应许时，即使需要100年的时间，你的祷告也终将被应允。
Did Jesus promise that when we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, all of our needs will be met in His glory?
耶稣不是应许过，当我们先求他的国和他的义，一切的所需都将在神的荣耀中加给我们吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did God promise that when His word goes out, it will not return void?
神不是应许过，他口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回吗？
Yes.
是的。
Did God promise that if we abide in His word and live in obedience to His word, that whatever we ask, He will answer?
神不是应许过，我们若常在他里面，他的话也常在我们里面。凡我们所愿意的，祈求就给我们成就吗？
Yes.
是的。
Then, my friend, boldly claim these promises.
那么，亲爱的朋友，你要大胆地恳求这些应许。
Daniel's prayer is a prayer that is confident that God will keep his promise.
但以理的祷告是一个信心的祷告，坚信神会信守他的应许。
Even if it is after 70 years.
即使是在70年之后。
We know how many times parents promise their children something.
我们知道做家长的无数次的跟孩子许诺某件事情。
And then for reasons totally out of their control, the parents may forget or they may not be able to keep their promises.
然而为了种种我们无法控制的因素，家长们忘了或者没有能够信守诺言。
You know the kids' reaction is?
你知道孩子们的反应吗？
They often say, but you promised.
他们会说，可是你答应了。
When it comes to God, there are no circumstances in the universe that keep Him from keeping His promise.
但对神来说，在宇宙中没有什么能够阻止他信守诺言的。
You and I can confidently come to Him and say to Him, Father, you promised.
你我可以自信地来到神面前对他说，天父，你曾应许过。
No matter how long it takes, God will keep His promise.
无论要等待多久，神必将信守诺言的。
And that is why James said, Elijah was a man like unto us, but he prayed for it not to rain, and it did not rain, and he prayed for it to rain, and it rained.
因此雅各说，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就不下在地上，他又祷告，天就降下雨来。
Elijah simply claimed what God already promised.
以利亚只不过简单地恳求神曾应许过的。
God promised that when His people humble themselves and repent,
神应许当他的子民谦卑自己真心悔改的时候，
God will forgive them and answer their prayers.
神必宽恕他们并应允他们的祷告。
So Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
但以利的祷告是基于神的应许。
Secondly, Daniel's prayer was resolute to glorify God.
第二，但以利的祷告定义要荣耀神。
For most of us, most of our prayers are asking God to give us something.
对大多数人来说，我们很多的祷告是向神求某些东西。
But Daniel's prayer was not for personal needs.
而但以理的祷告不是为了个人的需要。
It was about the glory of God.
它是为了神的荣耀。
The reason we are not like Daniel is because we do not pray like Daniel.
我们之所以不能像但以理那样，是因为我们没有像他那样祷告。
And the reason we do not pray like Daniel is because we do not know God like Daniel knew God.
我们之所以不能像但以理那样祷告，是因为我们没有像他那样了解神。
And the reason we don't know God like Daniel is because we do not totally live for the glory of God like Daniel.
我们之所以不能像但以理那样了解神，是因为我们活着不像但以理那样 完全是为了神的荣耀。
Listen to what Daniel says in verse 17 of chapter 9.
请听但以理在九章十七节所讲的。
For the sake of your glory, for the sake of your sanctuary that is desolate.
我的神啊，为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。
For Daniel, the bottom line purpose for living was not his personal wealth.
对但以理而言，他人生的基本目标不是为了个人的富裕。
It was not how much I can get out of the government.
不是我能从政府那里弄到多少钱。
It was not how can I make more money.
不是我能挣到多少钱。
No, 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 no.
不，不，都不是。
Daniel's purpose for living was the glory of God.
但以理人生的目的是为了神的荣耀。
In verse 19 of chapter 9, we read,
在九章十九节我们看到
Save your people, Lord, for your sake.
主啊，为了你的缘故拯救你的百姓。
Only when we are mastered by the glory of God,
只有当我们被神的荣耀所征服的时候。
Only when we are consumed by the glory of God,
只有当我们被神的荣耀所吸引的时候。
Only when we are totally resolved to see that everything we live for is for the glory of God,
只有当我们定义把生活中的每一件事情都看成是为了神的荣耀的时候。
Only then will we experience the true blessings that follow as an answer to that prayer.
我们才会经历真正的赐福，作为对我们祷告的应允。
Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
但以理的祷告是基于神的应许。
Daniel's prayer was resolved to the glory of God.
但以理的祷告是定义为了神的荣耀。
Thirdly, Daniel's prayer was a request for the mercy of God.
第三，但以理的祷告是在恳求神的怜悯。
Daniel was bold in his prayer because he knew the Lord to be a merciful God.
但以理之所以在祷告中如此大胆，是因为他知道我们的主是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
There had been several decades since Daniel was taken into exile.
当时但以理已经被掳几十年了。
And perhaps most of Daniel's generation had died.
也许很多与但以理同一辈的人都已故去了。
And the younger generation only knew life in exile.
而年轻一代所知道的只是被掳以后的生活。
Today, so many of the younger generation only know the current spiritual exile conditions.
今天许许多多的年轻人仅仅了解自己所处的属灵的被掳环境。
And that is why we need to cry to God for His mercy.
因此我们必须向神呼求他的怜悯。
In verse 18 of chapter 9, he said, We do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies.
在九章十八节，但以理说道，我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。
Micah 7:18 says that God delights in mercy.
弥迦书七章十八节说，神喜爱施恩。
And Daniel knew that.
但以理了解这一点。
Daniel knew that God is their father.
但以理知道神是他们的天父。
And as a good father, he takes pleasure in the request of his children when they appeal for his covenant character.
作为一个好父亲，当他的孩子呼求他守约的时候，神非常乐意倾听他们的请求。
Daniel has not forgotten that he is praying to the God who loved them again and again.
但以理没有忘记他所祷告的神是那位一次又一次爱他们的神。
The God who forgave them again and again.
是那位一次又一次饶恕他们的神。
The God who restored them again and again.
是那位一次又一次重建他们的神。
The God who had mercy on them many times in the past.
是那位在过去的岁月里对他们施恩的神。
And Daniel is asking for God's mercy once again.
但以理现在再一次的求神怜悯。
You and I need to appeal to God for mercy.
你和我都需要恳求神的怜悯。
In his covenant, God promised to be merciful, and he proved himself a million times over.
在神的盟约中，神应许要施怜悯，他也曾无数次的证明了这一点。
Daniel's prayer was rooted in the promises of God.
但以理的祷告是基于神的应许。
Daniel's prayer was resolved to the glory of God.
但以理的祷告定义要荣耀神。
Daniel's prayer was a request for the mercy of God.
但以理的祷告是恳求神的怜悯。
Fourthly, Daniel's prayer is a reflection of the needs of the people of God.
第四，但以理的祷告反映了神百姓的需求。
I have no doubt that most of God's people in exile were oblivious to their own desperate needs.
我可以毫无疑问地说，许多被掳的神的百姓对自己急切的需要却一无所知。
The same is true today.
今天也是如此。
The vast majority of people are oblivious to their own desperate spiritual condition.
大多数人对自己所处的危机的属灵境况毫不察觉。
Only spiritual eyes can see the plight of a people who are blind by sin and Satan.
只有属灵的眼睛才能看到被撒旦和罪蒙住了眼的人所处的境况。
They are oblivious to the desperate condition that their idolatry leads them to.
他们毫不察觉自己已被偶像带到一个危机的境地。
They are oblivious to the horror that the next generation will face if they keep on heading in the wrong direction.
他们毫不察觉下一代人按照错误的方向走下去所面临的可怕境况。
Whether most people see it or not,
无论人们有没有看到，
Whether most people realize it or not,
无论人们有没有意识到，
We are in desperate need for God to have mercy upon us.
我们迫切需要神施怜悯于我们。
And God in his mercy not only answered Daniel's prayer,
神因着他的怜悯不但回应了但以理的祷告，
But also God revealed to him the coming of the Messiah and the way history became his story.
而且还告诉他弥赛亚将要到来，历史将成为他的见证。
My listening friend, I know that I place my complete hope not in a man or an ideology.
亲爱的朋友，我知道我全部的希望不是寄托在人或者意识形态上。
I place my full hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我将全部的希望寄托在耶稣基督身上。
While we live in the hope of Jesus, let's follow Daniel's example in prayer.
既然我们寄希望于耶稣，就让我们在祷告上来效法但以理。
If you have never placed your faith in Jesus Christ,You can do so today.
如果你从未相信过耶稣基督，那么你今天就可以这么做。
You can pray with me this simple prayer.
你可以跟我一起来做下面这个简单的祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督，
In the past, I have placed my hopes in other people.
在过去，我曾把希望寄托于别人身上，
And for other things.
或者别的事物上。
Now I place my whole faith in you.
现在我愿把自己全部的信心放在你的身上。
For you alone are God's full revelation.
因为唯有你是神全部的启示。
I trust you with all my heart.
我愿用我的全心来信靠你。
Come into my life.
请你进入到我的生命中来。
In your name, Jesus.
奉靠耶稣的名字。
Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
是的，一个有效的祷告一定要深深扎根于神的应许之中，而相信神的应许就需要我们与神有亲密的关系。我们相信这位充满怜悯与慈爱的神，他的应许不会落空，他为自己的荣耀来爱我们。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们来祷告，求神打开我们属灵的眼睛，让我们看到何为单纯的信靠与顺服，可以看到他的荣耀。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
宣告吧，神要光。